Fat Guy Radio Show. The funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
This episode is brought to you by Playapod, the best cross-platform podcast app for iOS and Android. Just visit playapod.com and download it for free.
Today's show is brought to you in part by the number one way we power this show, Amazon. For all your Amazon shopping, do it through the Amazon banner on fatguyradioshow.com.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Bueno.
Hello.
Bueno.
Hello, is this the Fat Guy Radio Show?
Yes, it is. Who's calling?
This is, I have an issue with the Fat Guy Radio Show. I am someone that you have been talking a lot about for the last couple of weeks.
Donald Trump?
No, I am not Donald Trump. Does Donald Trump sound like this? No.
It sounds like he has little hands. I don't know.
No, I don't have any hands at all.
We've been talking about you a lot. The Masked Singer!
No, I am not the Masked Singer, even though a lot of people have mistaken me for being the Bee. But I am not the Bee.
Huh.
But you have been talking about, there's been a lot of conversation, so, about me, and about my origin, and about what I've been doing, and I decided that I was going to call into the Fat Guy Radio Show. Because I have to set you straight.
Okay.
Set us straight.
Yeah, I have to set you straight. You don't understand.
Okay. So, like, you said we've been talking about your origin. Where are you from?
I am from Mexico.
From?
So is
this Juan?
No, this is not Juan from Mexico. I am calling you from Mexico right now. I had to dial a lot of numbers to get into the Glendale of the Arizona. I had to dial a 0 and then a 1 and then another 1 and then another 1. And then, no, I say I have to dial a 1, not 1. A lot of people think that I have to dial 1. I'm like,
you know who this is?
Hold on. I just want to know. He said he has no arms. How did you dial if you have no arms or hands?
Those are details that you need to know not.
And that's racist, bro. You can still dial with no arms. You got feet.
You got no appendages.
I don't have any appendages.
You can still use your tongue. He obviously talking.
I use my tongue.
You know who it is? After 21 Savage got arrested by ICE,
ooh,
that lady that cleans the windows, Lupita, downstairs, I called ICE on her, bro. I'm sorry. Is this Lupita?
You said I am. You called ICE? No, this is not Lupita. You have not been talking about Lupita on your radio, on your internet.
Huh.
On your internet radio show for the last 2 weeks. You have not been talking to anybody on the internet. You haven't. I'm surprised you don't even know me. You have been talking about me, and you've been putting so many over, and you've been saying everything about me for the last 2 weeks, and you don't even know who I am. I called you. I wouldn't expect that you would know who I am.
All right. Well, then give us a little more about yourself, then.
I am 1.5 inches tall.
Wait, are we supposed to guess who you are? Like, is this a
guess? No, you're not supposed to guess who you are, because I said you should know who I am, but clearly neither one of you know who I am.
1.5 inches. Are you Corey's appendix?
I am not Corey's appendix, and I thought you were going to say, nor am I Corey's penis. I know that's what you're going to say next. I am the avocado.
Oh.
Yes, you guys have been talking so much about me. I am the avocado, so I decided to call into the radio show.
Okay.
Yeah,
set them straight. Let them know who you really are.
Yeah, let us know, Mr. Avocado.
No, it's not setting one person straight. You guys are both of the ones that you are talking about stuff that you don't even know.
Yeah, saying people look alike and are the same person.
And all of my avocado brothers don't look alike. I have lots of brothers. I have, let me see. I have my brother whose name is Gook. And then I have my other brother whose name is Amor. And then I have my third brother whose name is Lee. And when you send them right next to to each other. You just call them right down the line. Guacamole.
Okay, it's your brother and not you.
So guacamole.
Those are my three brothers.
Are three different avocados, so they're the same as a single avocado.
Absolutely, they are all the same. When you put us all together, we are avocado guacamole.
Your Mexican logic is flawed, my little avocado.
How can a Mexican who is at I am standing in the... Well, I'm not really standing. I'm kind of laying over in the bucket.
Yeah.
I'm in the bucket right now, laying over the bucket, laying to talking into the telephone. Right. But how can you say that I don't know what's about avocado when I am exactly that? I am an avocado.
That's true. How are you going to tell him what he is or what he's not if he's telling you what he is and what he's not?
I'm telling you exactly what I look like.
You just said you are avocado, but your brothers who are not you are guac.
No, my brothers, we are brothers. We are family, my friend.
We're the same. My brother ain't me.
My name is avocado. And then here is my brother who is next to me. His name is guac. And then my brother in the middle, his name is Moore.
Uh-huh.
And then my other bad baby brother, his name is Lee. And you put us all together and you've got avocado guacamole.
Look, there's a book. And you may know there's somebody in it named Jesus.
Uh-huh.
And in that book of Jesus, earlier there's brothers named Cain and Abel. Uh-huh. They are not the same. Actually, one killed another. It said, I am not my brother's keeper. You're not guac or Moore or Eli.
Now, I'm going to tell you where your thought process is flawed. That you went into this thinking that an avocado knows how to read.
Ooh.
Avocados don't read the Bible. We are just around to spice up your Mexican dishes. We don't read, dumbass.
Touche. And that's why I'm teaching you that you and guacamole are different.
You don't even know how many fatty acids I have in my butt right now.
I know you have a lot of amino acids.
I have three omega fatty acids.
Which are really healthy.
I have acids in my ass.
This is why white women love you too.
Yeah, they also get, you know what the white women really love?
What's that?
They love my potassium. Boy, do you like my potassium, ladies? I know what the Hey, you know what? This is the Fat God Radio Show, yeah?
Yes.
You guys have that one lady, that one lady that is in love with Corey. Her name is, what is she? I think I, how you say it in English, you say, Señorita K?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Señorita K. She likes my potassium.
I didn't even know you had potassium.
You know why?
Why?
Because I gave her some of my potassium. Get it? The butter and crack a joke.
Nah, that's not really funny, avocado.
Yes,
hey, so... question, who are you?
I am an avocado, and you think that I'm a vegetable, but I'm really a fruit.
Wait, who are you again?
I am avocado.
No, but who are you?
Avocado.
You didn't once say you're guacamole, so you're the same, though?
No, my brother is guac. My other brother is more, and my little brother is Lee.
Okay, so case closed. You're not guacamole.
I am.
But all four of them are all avocados.
All put of them ready together, we are called avocado guacamole.
They're all the same. It's like almost having like quadruplets.
You are very smart, Senior DK.
Honestly, I'm feeling like going to like a Trump rally and just chanting build that wall because I see the points.
Hey, but here's the thing. Avocado trees can grow under the wall. So you can build all the walls if you want, Mr. Trump lover.
Wait, there's avocado trees?
Oh my god, you know nothing about avocados grow by trees.
See, I thought what happened is we take a knife, right? And we stick it in you and cut you open all around the pit. And then we gut you out and take that pit and stick a toothpick through it and drop you in water. I thought that's how you duplicate it.
No, that's how you make potatoes. You are an idiot. No, I'm telling you right now that we love it when you guys take a knife and you slice it right down the middle. It feels so good. It's like a big massage on the table when you guys stick up a knife up our booty and then you go in. And then you know what you guys do? You guys cut us open just to dip our nut.
Oh, no.
Oh, is that your AC for the radio?
That went left.
Was that your AC for the radio?
No, not too racy at all.
Okay, so let me squash it once again.
Okay.
I am avocado.
Okay.
My older brother is guac.
different. Okay.
No, it's the same. It is the same of me.
Okay.
We are all the same.
You come from the same place.
Just like all of you black people, you are all the same. I am all the same.
Okay. I can see that.
Okay. So I am Avocado.
And I am Jay-Z.
And you are Jay-Z. And you are Beyonce. And you are Tina Turner.
Got it.
And you are the Michael Jackson in the 80s.
In the 80s.
In the 80s. Yes.
In the 80s. Michael Jackson. See, avocados, we are very smart. We have lots of protein and potassium. But don't forget, we are fruity.
Hey. So you're smart because you read?
Hey, I am fruity. Fruity, remember, you are the ones that are cutting me open to get my nut.
This is going to be an expensive-ass call.
You right.
Oh, wait a minute. I have to pay for this?
Yeah, you do.
Adios, mio! No!
Bad Guy Radio Show.
I don't get it. I felt like I played that exactly right. And she stabbed me in the head.
What can I say? Another Valentine's Day with my boys, eating heart-shaped pizza from Rancho Cucapizza. Oh. Yummy.
Guys, we should be eating Rancho Cucapanoche.
Mm-hmm.
And we did not rehearse that Lisa Loeb song for 5 hours, not to serenade our Valentine's Day dates, dudes.
Amazing. This is making me sad, and I hate being sad. Let's go do something unsad, like watching Pornhub together on the big screen.
That sounds awesome.
No! Don't you understand? Porno's the reason we don't know how to talk to girls.
What?
Pornog is the reason we don't know how to talk to girls anymore. Okay, it's melted our brains into porn juice or something. I don't know, but we gotta meet real chicks or else we're never gonna be real men.
Okay, sure. But where are you supposed to meet real chicks with 48 hours until the big day?
RealChicksChat.com.
Webcam girls. Come on, this is Pornog, right?
I'm sorry. These are real girls that happen to be online, right? Looking for real guys like us in the real world.
Yeah, they're real chicks. They're just sitting there. They're sometimes eating food, sometimes they're...
It must be true, because I heard it on the radio. It must be true. It must be true.
Live from Phoenix, Arizona, it's the Internet's funniest radio show and podcast, Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze. And now, here's your host, Corey Blaze.
But I do remember. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show. Can't have anything brand new without something else, something old going bad. All right, we'll fix it. Don't worry about that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting to 79 countries with over 750,000 downloads worldwide, heard by the best Fatnatics. Yeah! This is Fat Guy Radio Show. I am your host, Corey Blaze, joined by... This is really far away. I can't see what I'm doing over there. Daniel D.T. Taylor.
Hey, what's up?
And Doug the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
My little brother DJ Lil D will hopefully be joining us here in a little bit. But Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show. Comment on our Facebook Live. Tweet us your comments to at Fat Guy Radio Show. You're also welcome to get at us in the DM. Search Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And today's show, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by... Amazon's Valentine's Day gift shop. Yes, there is one more day until Valentine's Day, and there is still time. You will fall in love with the many gifts in the Amazon Valentine's Day gift shop, but this is the final hour, so the one thing that you can still do is give out an amazing Valentine's Day gift card. And after Valentine's Day, do all your Amazon shopping through the Amazon button on Fat Guy Radio Show. .com. Amazon, the number one way we power this here Shody. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And we thank you so much for doing so. Welcome to the show. Show, whoa, whoa. Show, 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 whoa.
You missed a hell of a call.
Did I?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was running late. I
know.
I don't know what any of that happened or what happened.
Basically, an avocado called in.
The avocado.
An avocado called in.
The avocado.
I don't want to say the, but a avocado called in and basically said
there's only one avocado, I would imagine.
No, there's multiple.
Yeah.
He basically said they don't grow on trees and that I was right.
Avocados do grow on trees.
Then he doesn't know what he was talking about. But he said I was right that him and guacamole aren't the same.
Oh, well.
Case closed.
I guess so.
Case closed.
Case closed?
Case closed.
Case closed. All right, everybody. Welcome to the Shuddy Whoa, Whoa, Whoa. There's really funky, almost cussed energy in the studio right now.
The funky Cole Medina?
Yeah. Yeah, here we go. There's going to be another one for in the books. All right.
The textbooks on how it's done.
Yeah.
All right, you junior annualist. A little annualist.
Or how it's not done.
Can't even spook. Can't even spoke today.
Valentine's Day is tomorrow. I care not. But
wait, hold on. If you don't care, then why? My question is, if Corey doesn't care about Valentine's Day being tomorrow, then why did he like literally pull a want ad out on his Instagram? That's what I want to know.
Oh yeah,
I did that. I did do that.
Like basically saying, "Holla at me."
Yeah.
That wasn't saying holla at me.
Slide into my DMs. 100% was holla at me. If you're saying, ask me any questions, that's saying holla at me.
If you're like, who's gonna be my date, and I'm gonna respond to you, that's a plea of help.
Yep.
That's a hey, I'm lonely.
Made a plea of help.
I'm lonely.
Yep.
Don't want to be. Please, I need some company.
Yep.
That's what you did.
That wasn't the intention. The intention was is to get people to respond with silly, crazy responses, and that's exactly what I got.
Mm. Oh.
I got crazy, silly responses. Everybody know. The funny thing is the last person to respond was a person who I thought would be the first person to respond.
Ooh.
How'd that go?
Yeah, she was the last person to respond.
Oh.
Well, I always say if you ain't first, it's better to be last. Because if you ain't the first one to initiate it, at least you're the last person on their mind.
Ooh. Yeah. But even though she was the last person to respond, she still get the bank credit. Before anyone else, even though she was last, she still is before anyone else.
Oh, look at that.
See, yeah.
Is that the one that said they would, but you'd break the couch?
No.
That was me.
That was funny. I wasn't doing it to
cry out for attention because you're lonely?
No, I do it. Anything that I do on social media is clearly for attention. Exactly. Isn't that why we all do it?
Because you're lonely.
Yeah.
No, it has nothing to do with being lonely. It just happens to do with the fact that, hello, I do this, and people that follow me on social media expect me to bring the Waka Waka or the food. That's what my persona has been on the internet, is that, okay, if we follow Corey Blaze, he is going to bring either the Waka Waka, the food, or an occasional rant about Cox Communications.
Yeah.
Because that's all my social media is. I don't care. I don't discuss anything else but those three things.
True.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
I'm ranting, I'm eating, or I'm walk-a-walking.
Well, yeah. I don't think DA knows that about you yet, but
Corey... Because he hasn't added me on Facebook, but go ahead.
But Corey literally lives with the mantra of, if I ain't bitching, I ain't breathing.
Yeah, that's true.
Hmm.
If I'm not bitching, I'm... Because nobody wants to hear, it's just been a beautiful afternoon. It's great. The sun is shining, and I'm just, you know, walking around, just looking at everybody saying, oh, happy day. That's not me, nor will it ever be.
I mean, I love positivity.
Yeah, I'm a little positive too, but for the most part, people don't want, you want to get positivity, tune in to, you know,
Oprah.
The Care Bears.
Yeah.
Care Bears.
Nick at Night.
They're positive. My Little Pony.
I guess. I love My Little Pony.
Yeah.
Perhaps I go with peanut butter and jelly. That's more like for you.
I love peanut butter. How did you know I love peanut butter and jelly? How did he know that?
Your gut said it.
You like peanut butter and jelly?
I love peanut butter
and
jelly.
What about toasted peanut butter and jelly?
Any kind of peanut butter
and jelly. What about peanut butter and jelly with fried pickles?
I haven't had that, but it'd probably be good.
Or bananas.
My favorite, bananas. What you have to do is get the toast.
Oh,
you set the oven on broil. Do it on a low broil.
Uh-huh.
So you put peanut butter, you slice up some bananas. Okay, this is the kicker. Get some brown sugar, sprinkle it on top.
Mm-hmm.
My mommy taught me that.
Ah.
Oh.
Let it broil for about 3 minutes. That's a horse eating it because it's really thick.
That was not a horse. That was not a horse.
I like the cover, though.
That was not nice. A horse. That was
Was that you breathing?
That was me breathing. Oh. Listen, a-hole. So Valentine's Day is tomorrow. You two, DA, you are hooked, clinked up.
Oh yeah.
You clinked up.
Oh yeah.
DT.
I'm actually single now.
On his way to be clinked up.
What? No, I'm single now.
What? You're not
single I'm single now.
When? Never mind. So, whether you're single or whether you're clink, tomorrow is Valentine's Day.
Uh huh.
But have you heard of this new thing that was trending on Twitter earlier today called Galentine's Day?
Yeah, I heard about that.
I have not. What is Galentine's
Day? You don't want to know.
I want to know. You guys don't understand. I literally live under a rock. They call me Patrick Starr. I live under a rock. Half the time you guys talk about stuff, I'm like, what is going on? Please explain it to me. What is Galentine's Day?
Galentine's, you know what? It's sensitive because if I say what I really want to say,
we're going to be kicked off of air.
We're not going to be kicked off the air because it'd be a cold day in hell before some women's lib group comes after me about something that I've said on my show.
So it's about girls.
Galentine's?
Yeah.
See, I was thinking like gallon of like water or a gallon of ice cream or like a gallon of
milk. At least he's handsome.
Gal, as in gal pal. as in clear your throat, Corey.
Galentine's Day?
That would be something I'd be down for. I'd be down for Galentine's Day.
Me too.
You know what I mean? That's what we need. We need some Galentine's Day where everybody uses a nudge. Patronizing me. You're such a nudge. But Galentine's Day would be an amazing day that everybody would just exchange Galen songs.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that. So what do Galentine?
Okay, number one. Well, let me acknowledge Joy Washington off the Facebook there. Lady K's chiming in off the Facebook, and I think Ashley King is somewhere around there. She may have fallen over an avocado.
Ladies,
Galentine's Day is kind of difficult to kind of explain because it taps into that.
Almost.
Well, okay, let me give you the base. The base of it is that it was born out of a Amy Poehler character off of the show Parks and Recreation. Okay. I've never watched that show. Have any of you watched Parks and Recreation?
I've seen some episodes.
Not really. I've seen some episodes. It's actually really funny.
I've heard it. I've heard of it. I've never watched it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Galentine's Day is something that Amy Poehler's character came up with on the show for her and all of her gal pals to hang out.
Okay.
Ergo, the word Galentine's Day.
Yep.
So taking that as the protagonist, it's become this thing where women are just saying, hey, for Valentine's Day, I'm just going to get together with my gals and have Galentine's Day.
Okay. I didn't get that from that. I thought it was about like women, just the lesbians showing love to each other.
It has nothing to do with lesbians.
Yeah. What was I clicking on?
I don't know.
I don't know.
That doesn't sound like a bad idea. Actually, it sounds like a more joyful way than the what they used to do, where it was like, anti-Valentine's Day, where they just all got together and like bashmen. And this one more of like, let's all get together and just celebrate each other.
Oh, so you think that they're all going to get together? You're going to think that all of these women are going to get together in one room and not bash men? Dude, you get more than three women in one room, that is a bitch re-obsession waiting to happen. Come on, there's no way they're not going to hate on us.
Yeah,
because while us dudes are sitting in another room trying to not think about the women in the other room, they are sitting there bashing the men. That's what they do.
Oh,
and what's there to you bash men
they're
about?
They're not going
to
sit around. Dude, you would never know. I would never know because we're never involved in those Galentine's events.
Thank God.
That's true. Well, all these women are not invited to my new holiday. This is going to happen, I think, sometime in like June.
Okay. What is your new holiday in June?
Not a Father's Day. Happy not a Father's Day.
That you know of.
Yet.
Yep. Yet.
Yeah.
It's coming.
We're waiting.
Plan B.
Hey, it's coming.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
But the Galentine's Day thing, and here's the one thing that I read on Twitter. They've got the saying, ovaries before broveries.
That's why I thought it was a lesbian thing.
Okay, well, it may me, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Let me care.
What the hell is a brovary?
No,
that's not even a real word.
My question is, what's an ovary?
I know you've never hit that.
No, I'm still a virgin. All right, I got my virginity back last week after I bought it back off of Amazon. As I was, Happy Gallons Day, ladies, if you're celebrating Gallons Day.
Happy Gallons. So do the men, like, they go on dates with each other? Like,
I say we should have Brolentine's Day.
That sounds
Brolentine's
great.
Day.
That sounds great. Like,
where you just get together with all your bros, you know what I mean?
Or
you're all hairy and happy and bumping wieners. What?
Valentine's Day.
What?
Valentine's Day. Where you get together with all your pals.
Oh, and you pile on top, and all the men pile on top of each other?
Yeah.
It
sounds too much like Palestine.
With soap.
It.
What?
You need to go to prison.
Palestinian.
I need to go to prison.
You need to go to prison. You have fun.
Jesus Christ. Hey, I don't need to have any soap on the rope. I'll be flinging that soap across the room. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Fat Guy Radio Show. We're going to take a quick break right here. We'll be right back after this. I'm just a
love machine. Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Kathy, guess what day it is? Aw, come on. I know you can hear me. Jim. What day is it, Jim? Martha, guess what today is? It's app day! Woo-hoo!
Corey, how happy are folks who download the Fat Guy Radio Show app? Happier than that idiot who thinks app day is a real thing. Download the Fat Guy Radio Show app today for your iPhone and iPad at fatguyradioshow.com/app.
Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
How much more time do we have in this show?
An hour.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Target, ladies and gentlemen. Target. Free 2-day shipping for hundreds of thousands of items on orders of $35 or more, or free same-day in-store pickup from any Target, plus free and easy returns. Target makes it easy for you, your family, and friends. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/target or click the Target banner on our website. Low prices and the hottest deals at Target exclusives start at fatguyradioshow.com/target. And we thank you so much for doing so. All right, welcome back to the Shady World. Happy Gallentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
So do you like Valentine's Day, Corey?
I nothing Valentine's Day, quite honestly.
No feelings for it?
It's just another day. It's just another one of those, little holidays that, I guess you go above and beyond, you know, the way that I've always seen it is that I don't need a special holiday or a special day on the calendar for me to go above and beyond for the person that I love, but nothing Valentine's Day.
I totally agree with Corey on that. Like if you're showing love to your significant other all the time,
mm-hmm.
in random moments, like you don't need a specific day. Some people just wait and like go all out that one day. And I'm like,
you don't get it though. It's the Olympics of love. That's when women compare whose man loves them the most.
But the thing is like a holiday should not send you into a financial deficit. And there should be no reason why I'm spending exorbitant amount of money on you to make you think that I love you.
Have you heard of Christmas?
I don't celebrate Christmas like that.
I don't either, but yeah, this is America.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a holiday should not send you into a financial deficit to prove that you love people. Like, there's no reason for it.
But like I said, it's the Olympics of love. Like, the woman wants to be showered to say, hey, my man loves me so much. Look what he did for me.
But the thing is if you really want your woman to win this Olympics of love,
uh-huh.
let everyone else say, oh, this is what my man did for me today. Mm-hmm. And let her be like, well, he does that for me every day.
Yeah.
If every Wednesday randomly, I'm just sending every Wednesday on the dot, she's getting flowers. The other girls are jealous. So on Valentine's Day, when they get their flowers and everything, like, I got flowers last Wednesday and I got roses today.
But if you do that, you're in more financial debt because you're sending flowers every Wednesday.
You ain't got to go out of your way to send like $1 million flowers. Like, send a single rose every Wednesday.
That'd be sweet.
Just a single rose don't cost you no more than like $10.
Not even that.
Not exactly. Not even that.
Yeah.
For a single rose, and it's just thought like every Wednesday she gets a single rose. And it's like, oh damn, babe, you love me.
I mean, I get what you're saying in theory, but it's the day where women compete for who got the best man.
And who's man women. Loves because if you're secure about your relationship, it don't matter what anyone else thinks, sees, or says.
You know what? I've never seen Beyonce post anything that Jay-Z exactly. got.
That's very true.
Exactly. Because the lion don't concern himself with the opinion of sheep.
Mm.
Oh, that's very true. Sorry I wasn't chiming in, but I actually got up to leave the show and realized my keys were still up here. So I
welcome
decided,
back.
Thank you. I decided, okay, well, I guess I'll finish the show.
Thank you.
Valentine's Day, don't care. Nothing. It's not anything special. Even when I was in a, I don't want to say a committed relationship, but when I was even in a relationship, Valentine's Day is just another day to buy a greeting card.
Do you like yeah. candy?
I do. And you can't buy those little heart candies anymore because that company went out of business.
No. They got bought out. So they're skipping production this year. But I'm saying, if you like candy, all the candy is going to go on sale on February 15th.
Yeah. So how about, I can't eat the candy.
Why?
Because I'm fat.
That means you eat a lot of candy.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not like you're working it off.
I'm gonna eat the candy. Hell no, I ain't working it off. I'm trying to hold myself into this damn Argyle today. Jesus.
That Argyle does look good on you.
Thank you very much. And you don't know how I can't even breathe right now trying to hold into it. Because I haven't worn this Argyle since I was, a young warthog. And now I squeeze my big ass back into this Argyle trying to compete with DT. And that was my first mistake.
Yeah, you don't compete with DT.
I shouldn't have competed with DT. I'm slowly learning that. Relearning that.
His Argyle has sleeves. You don't mess with that.
No, I have to put sleeves on my Argyle, yeah. But it doesn't matter. I could come here wearing a trash bag and Lady K still think I look good.
I wore a sweater too. Nobody noticed.
Yeah, no one cares about your sweater.
Yeah, so question.
Yes.
Has any of you ever done one of the DNA test thingies like 23andMe or...
Hell no.
Or Ancestry.com or whatever?
I have not.
Nope.
Would you ever?
Nope.
I kind of want to, but at the same time, I don't want to give the government any more, like, records of me
yep.
that okay. I don't need to.
See, okay. See, yeah, you're tracking with me now, because that's exactly what it is. Have you noticed how popular these things that access your DNA, not access your DNA, that encourage you to give your DNA, how popular these things have become?
Like a fingerprint reader on your phone?
23andMe, Ancestry.com, all of those things, mm-hmm. because all of us have individual, they got our fingerprints already. If you've ever, if you've gotten a fingerprint clearance card or if you've ever touched anything, your fingerprints are, locked into a system somewhere.
Yeah.
But what's the one thing that Big Brother, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to go to it. We haven't gone to it in a while. I'm going to have to go to it, DT.
Ooh, yes.
You know where I'm diving,
yes,
right?
Let's go.
Let me see. X-Files.
Bring it back.
Yeah, no, we're not going to X-Files. DT, this may be something you may be unaware of. It's going to Conspiracy Corner.
Ah, this is my corner.
Oh, so my whole conspiracy theory behind these DNA.
Give it to me.
DNA explosion. Literally within the last 5 years, these DNA companies have come out of nowhere with their multi-million dollar advertising campaigns. They've got commercials on almost every channel on your cable box.
Uh-huh.
And there's more and more of them coming out every day.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I ask myself, you got our fingerprints because we willingly give it to you. If you've ever worked with kids, if you've ever worked out of school, or if you've ever worked in any place that's reputable, you probably have your fingerprints on file.
Yep.
I have a fingerprint clearance card through the FBI.
What?
DT, I know you have your fingerprint clearance card because you've worked with children and adolescents, and probably even at your years when you were working at the Clink Clink Who's Cow.
Yep.
So they have your fingerprints.
Yeah, my fingerprints is everywhere.
I had to get one when I was
going. When you got arrested?
Yep. Scorekeeper for the prison team.
Okay.
In the longest yard.
I thought you were the one that was counting the ropes that had fallen out of the soap in the jail. Here's the thing. So they've got your fingerprints because there's things that you can't do without your fingerprints being on file.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing that you can't do without your DNA being on file. But your DNA is the one thing that they can't get without you giving it to them. It's optional. It's 100% optional.
Yep.
For you, there is nothing that they have been liably being able to say, hey, you cannot perform this, or you cannot have A, mm-hmm. or you cannot have B if we don't have your DNA.
I see where you're going.
They can say that about your fingerprints.
Yep.
You cannot work here. You cannot do this. You cannot perform this task if we don't have your fingerprints. So we have to give them fingerprints if we want that. DNA, no, there's no requirements for it.
Yep.
So it has to be voluntary.
Okay.
So now, that's why I think all of these new websites,
mm-hmm. yep.
and their little DNA kits
mm-hmm.
that are sending out, that they're trying to get you to buy, is the way that Big Brother is capturing the one thing he's never had access to, your DNA.
Yeah.
But for what?
Just so they can keep us in the system even better and track us more. That's why it also is the reason why I didn't do the 10-year challenge, because I did not want to update the FBI's photo book of what I used to look like and what I look like now.
I was thinking that too, bro.
That's why the Kardashians didn't do it either. I was thinking
that too. Dude, it's not that. It's not for what. It's to have. The thing is that you are only as powerful as what you have versus what they. Wait a minute, that's the wrong way. I messed that saying up. You are only as powerful as what you know about your opponent.
Okay.
Okay. So if you don't know enough about your opponent, or you don't know enough about your competition, you're not as powerful as you think. But the moment that you know more about them than they know about themselves,
mm-hmm.
you've gotten the upper hand. So here's the thing. Here's the question, DA, and I'll pose this question to you. If I can find the slide, because okay, the monitor's not going to work over there. It's either going to have to be bigger, or it's just going to have to go back to the way that it was. I cannot see that far, and I know that's like really, really. I
looking like an old black lady at church reading the program.
Said pastor. Said.
First of all, getting honor to God.
Giving order to God. Pastor.
Pastor, first lady of the house.
Friends, bishops, deacons, everyone. I came up here to sing y'all a song. I wrote it on the way in. I'm going to sing it for you. Want to hit? Here it go. I'm going to sing. No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to do that. I'm nearsighted. I'm not farsighted. So when I take my glasses off, I can totally see the screen. It's maybe a bigger one.
Yeah.
And I know that that's really inside. So everybody, we've been doing some reconfigurings here in Studio G.
You don't get it right.
Eventually. It's only been 8 years. where we took one of the monitors that used to sit, the monitor I mentioned last week that sat in the middle of our console that no one can really see unless you're in Studio G, and we moved it up on the wall. Well, the thing is that 23 inches is close when it's close. 23 inches
is big when it's close.
Thank you.
What about 23 inches and me?
I see what you did there. I'm not going to give it to you because I paused the conspiracy band music. The 23 inches is big when it's close, but 23 inches is small when it's fur.
That's what she said.
And we didn't put the monitor fur away, and I can't seize it. So I got to go like just him. And when I go like this here, I want to go back to I'm going to tell you how good God's been.
How good he been?
I'm gonna tell you how good God's been.
Ooh, tell me, sister.
The weather started getting rough. The tiny ship was tossed. It was for the courage of the crew. The minnow would be lost. I said the minnow would be lost. I'm talking about the love boat. That is DA.
The Love Boat.
$2 if you know where that's what movie that's from.
$2?
$2.
The Kings of Comedy.
It is from Pay the up. Kings of Comedy.
Pay up.
No, I ain't paying up because you was on the porch
and
last week.
And you know what's funny, though?
Yeah.
I wasn't on the porch. Yeah, you but were. You know what's funny, though? Lady that's K really how church beats.
That really is. That's how, what every is time so I push funny. My glasses down like that, the Love Boat. Excited and brand new. I said the Love Boat. Oh my Lord. Expecting wait for you. Hey! When I reeled up in the big league, I took my turn at bat. Woo! As long as I got you and sweet Jesus, there ain't nothing wrong with that. Hey, I'm moving on up. Moving on up. All right, okay, I'll stop. All right. Anyway, so we moved to all that because we moved to the monitor. Oh, that's what you call back swimming bed and back
he's
swimming bed.
Teasing me.
He was teasing me. So I look up at him and I look over there and I say, are you just, you know, she come down the stairs, you know, I said, you take your little ass back upstairs, you ain't getting no milk and cookies. I said, you ain't getting no milk and cookies. You know what she gonna do? She gonna look me up and down like this, and you know what that means? That means you wanna do something. So I backed up. I said, bust a move. I can't do it because he cusses so much.
He cusses way too much.
And he was in a lane of his own. We're talking about Bernie Mac.
Of course, talking about Bernie Mac. Lady loves it when I do Bernie's. Is this Wednesday Bible study off of Ashley King? Yes, it is. It's only Wednesday Bible study, Ashley King, when my glasses go down to the edge of my nose. I can't do it because then I want to go back to Sister Old Down.
And you talk about me with the squirrel. We went from 23andMe to church.
Yeah, but mine was funny. Here's the thing.
what was your question that you wanted to ask DA? That was a whole reason.
I was in a conspiracy theory, wasn't
you
I?
You was.
There we go. All right, now we're back. I was going to ask DA a question.
It was a squirrel moment.
That was the reason why he was looking for his slide, so you can ask him a question.
And you know what's funny, though?
That was a major squirrel moment.
But you know my squirrel moment? Because you said you're farsighted.
Yes.
And I started thinking about the rap group, The Far Side, within that song, she keeps on passing me by. And that was just kept
a lick.
It just kept re-going in my head.
Oh, that's
crazy.
I
love that song.
I wonder what, now that I've really got off the conspiracy thing, I wonder what song would come up next if I move my glasses down to the edge of my... The beans don't fry in the kitchen. Mm. The beans don't burn on the grill.
Two beans.
Jim Amato. Was it beans?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fish don't fry in the kitchen.
Oh.
Beans don't burn on the grill.
Thank you, Jim.
Beans. I don't get
Jim
it.
Is even whiter than I am. He put beans don't burn in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Is that the right line?
Nah.
It's not the right line.
I expect that from him.
Yeah.
Because he's whiter than you are.
Nah, I expect that from Corey, too, though.
Yeah.
The fish don't fry in the kitchen.
Which it does.
The beans don't burn.
You know what?
On
I'm starting
grill.
To think that you do the crazy clap because you really have no rhythm.
No, that's the Parkinson's clap. That's why I shake this way.
Oh, geez.
But do you really have rhythm, though?
I do. You didn't hear me do the soul clap during your
thing?
You were doing the soul clap while DA was just sitting over there being entertained.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
This show's so entertaining. I get lost sometimes.
You're not here to do that.
What am I here to do?
Muffin button? Where is all a muffin button? Then where did I get this muffin?
You hear that? That's a timer on the bomb. Just ready to go off at any time.
Well, you know what?
Anytime.
I think it's that time.
It is a great time. So DNA is one thing that you have to voluntarily give, and it's your last line of identity.
Unless you're Henrietta Lacks.
Once you give up your DNA, bruh, it's over.
I have a question.
I have an answer.
If I did a 23andMe kit with goat's blood, what would come back?
I don't know, but you know what? I looked up 23andMe. I'd be willing to do that instead of them with goat's blood. But them things are expensive.
Yeah.
They're like $100 and something for you to tell me about people that dead. And here's the question. We're going to go to break here. Here's the question. How you going to tell me about family that I had back in the 1600s when they didn't even have no DNA testing back in the 1600s? How you know that DNA matching? How you getting that DNA? You ain't making that up. You making a 23-4? 23-4, you lie. Ancestry, you making that up, because here's the thing. How you gonna prove that they ain't lying?
I didn't even think about that.
How you gonna prove that they ain't lying? They ain't had no DNA back in 400 BC when you telling me that I'm Adam's ancestor.
Yeah.
How you know?
And they're just gonna tell me I'm from West Africa anyway.
How you know? There is no emphatic way that they can tell me that what they're giving me is 100% true. But here's the caveat.
Uh-huh.
There ain't no way that I can tell them that it's false.
Yep.
That's true.
You see what I'm saying? So here's the thing. They getting your money and Big Daddy, Uncle, what is it called?
Uncle Sam?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Big Brother.
Big Brother is getting your DNA and they getting your money. Your plan is a fool. I ain't going for it. But the minute that they come on this show to advertise, I'm going to tell you it's going to be the best thing ever. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back after this on fatguyradioshow.com. I'll try to say
hello, this Idni, Russian spy, here with a dangerous message for you. Go subscribe to Fat Guy Radio Show Afterburn Show. Yes, because if not, that's dangerous for you not to go subscribe. Your goats and children and your village, we take it all. We deserve the American dollars that you spend on the Afterburn Show. Go subscribe or we take your goats and children and your village and all your rice, because the rice is great. Go subscribe at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. Don't make me find you and take your goats and your children and your rice. This Idni, I approve this message from the Russian company that I come from, because I'm a Russian spy. Thank you.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
I feel completely out of sorts.
Why?
I'm not going to say.
You look good, though.
Thank you. This portion of the show, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by the aforementioned Afterburn. Lots and lots of talk about February's Afterburn episode. Mm. Lots of buzz about that. I think it's slowly becoming one of the most watched YouTube clips of the trailer that we've ever had out there.
Okay.
So folks, you want to get in on this? It's $3 effing.
I bet.
When we go away and they shutter these lights and they take that monitor that we moved too far away, it goes on Craigslist with all of my Christmas decorations. It's going to be your fault for not dropping $3. Just think about that. You could have saved Fat Guy Radio Show with your $3. Mm. So when we go away, don't have any guilt, but have guilt. Oh, that's Target. Indicative of the day.
Indicative.
I'm going home. All right. Afterburn at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. And we were looking at a Target slide. Same reason why when we did the app commercial earlier today, we were looking at the social media slide.
The issue is you didn't move your glasses down.
I'm not going to tell you what the issue is, but we just going to force you. How long do we have in this segment for? All right.
1 hour.
No, we don't have 1 hour. Calm down.
Let's play music for the last 3 hours of the show. So the 23andMe DNA thing, I honestly do feel tied up in a little bow. I honestly do feel that it is a little bit of a conspiracy theory, because that's the one control that you have that you own that you only have to give up. And I just find it amazing that it's really exploded and become a multi-billion dollar industry within just the last couple of years.
I thought you were bringing this up because there was a news article that came out, and it was basically saying how 23andMe and Ancestry.com, the place that you're sending your DNA to, is selling your information.
I'm sure that they are.
Yeah.
But, I mean, why wouldn't they? It's and the thing is that they can have those blogs and they can have those breaking stories, but they're telling you. It's just like Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook is telling you they can turn on your phone, on your microphone on your phone.
Yeah.
They can turn on your camera whenever they want. And you know what? We're still just accept the terms.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing people are doing with the Ancestry and the 23andMe, except the terms. Why? Because we want to get the thing back that tells us why we like to eat, why we like salt, and why we like to go fishing on Thursdays.
Not only that, but why not? I mean, if you're not hiding nothing, you don't care what, you know, what you're saying, who cares?
And that's the rub. If you're not hiding anything or you're not planning on committing any type of crime before you die, go for it.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
But for us conspiracy theorists, I call myself a slight conspiracy theorist. I think D-Tay is a little bit more of a conspiracy theorist than I am.
I just watched a 3.5-hour YouTube conspiracy video on how U.S. bankrolled a whole lot of stuff that went on during World War II, which I ain't going to talk about.
Mm.
But I'm the biggest conspiracy theorist of them all, and I still accept the terms. Because, again, who cares?
Yeah, that's the rub.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to go off the grid in like 3 months anyways.
Yeah.
Well, the shooter of JFK was really in the storm drain.
What?
What?
Oh, my gosh. I didn't hear that one. I'm going to have to look that one up.
I'm saying it was 3.5 hours long. Oh, my God.
That's a little far-fetched for me.
No, it's not.
I don't even know what that means.
Considering when they flew in the assassins from Cuba.
Ooh.
What?
Never mind. Open your third eye, Corey.
You're not woke.
You're not woke.
Is that what the song means by stay woke?
Yeah.
I don't know what song that is.
He's on my red bone. Stay woke.
Oh!
You mean I knew something about a black person that DA didn't know?
That's not the song. That's not what it's called, though. It's called Redbone.
It's called Stay Woke.
It's called Redbone.
It's called Redbone, but he didn't say it was stay a name. Woke. He said,
yeah.
Is that what they meant when they said stay woke?
Yeah.
So I was referencing the African American song.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you didn't say it like he said it in the song. Stay woke.
No, I didn't. You're right.
I know. I'm usually right, like with the avocado and guacamole thing.
Well, you were obviously wrong because we just had a phone call from the avocado.
Yeah, I'm sorry I missed that. I was running late and that was probably a good thing. I should have stayed my ass home tonight.
Corey running.
That's a joke in itself.
Go on.
I'm kick your ass.
Kick!
Anything physical. This Quay can't do it.
I'm sorry, man.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
Punch. I'm sorry. You keep going. Move!
You mean when I got to get up out of my chair, but I really don't want to get up out of my ass and stuff? Here we go. I don't know what that means. I'm going to hire someone to punch you and kick you.
That's more, actually believable. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
I'm glad we cleared that up.
We're back down to earth.
Checkbooks.
Yeah. Because I definitely know how to do this. I know how to write.
Yeah.
That's the most physical activity you do in a day is when you sign the checks.
Yeah, that and this. All right. Sorry. That was a hand gesture.
Whoa.
Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
This is a radio show.
Is this, do we take a break already?
Yeah, we took a break. We got like 7 minutes until next break.
Oh, God, this show can't go by any faster.
Oh my gosh.
So we did the 23andMe, we did the Valentine's Day thing. Yeah, we're getting there. We can't get to that because little D's not here. I don't want to talk about the Jesse Smollett thing. So you said that you were watching a conspiracy thing on what, YouTube?
Yes. YouTube is the best place for conspiracy videos, and it's a conspiracy in itself because they're taking the YouTube videos down and demonetizing the ones that are staying up.
Ooh.
That's a conspiracy within itself.
Oh, dude, you don't have to tell me anything about the demonetizing. Why do you think our show is on Vimeo?
Because of superior broadcast.
One, and number two, we put up a video of me zerberting. Literally, if we cut this up and put it on Vimeo or on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
They would flag it, demonetize it as copyright infringement.
What is that called?
A zerbert.
Sounds like a motorboat.
It is.
Yeah, but
motorboating is more tight-lipped. Yeah, I can't do that because if I did the motorboating thing and I shook my head, my glasses would fly off.
Gotcha.
My jowls won't stop moving until Tuesday.
I understand.
You know what I'm saying? But anything that we put, that's why Fat Guy Radio Show has put very little on YouTube.
I can understand that, but I see YouTube's point in that, too. They got to protect their ads and sponsors.
Yeah, they got to protect their ads and sponsors. But okay, number one, they got plenty of ads and sponsors. You can't even go. Remember the day where you would go to a YouTube channel,
yeah,
watch a video,
yeah,
and then the next video there would be an ad on it, and you'd get, you skip that ad, and then if you go to another video, you just play the video.
Yeah.
Now there's ads in front of every damn video on YouTube. Oh, yeah. And not even on in the middle. I watch the halftime show performance by The Bee, also known as Gladys Knight.
Oh, did that come out?
No, not yet. I'm just foreshadowing. Okay. I really think it's her. Even though I almost flipped
She did a halftime video?
Not halftime. Oh, she did the national anthem.
Yeah. Okay.
She did the national anthem.
It sounded great.
Matter of fact, I saw it because Jim Amato posted it up on his Facebook page, and I clicked it, and it was a YouTube link. And I go over to YouTube, and there's a commercial. Mm-hmm. And of course, I do what every other right-thinking American does. I skip that bitch.
Why?
Of course.
Because I don't care. I don't care. Why would I want to sit there? I don't need any vitamin water.
Quick question.
Okay.
Answer.
Do you guys get random YouTube video ads in Spanish or a different language?
No.
No.
Okay.
That's the avocado.
For some reason, I watch videos and like
that happen to you.
I would like get like Spanish ads.
No.
In front of my English videos, and I'm
build
like,
that firewall. Oh, sorry.
Wrong shot, Corey. Damn it. That's an empty seat. That's an empty seat, Corey. Why is there an empty seat on the screen?
Build that firewall.
You like that?
That was good.
That was good.
Okay, no, I don't get it. I get the random, like, it's like a quiz, not a quiz, like, hey, which ad have you seen recently?
I get those, too. Okay,
you know,
but...
and if I get those, I might as well just mark all of them, because I've seen all of your ads. Here's the thing. None. When I was watching the Gladys Knight Star Spangled Banner, say, can you see? When I was watching Gladys Knight Star Spangled Banner performance from the Uper Say Old Bay, there was an ad in the front of it before it even played. And then she was sitting there, and she was, for the land of the... Would you like to buy a Sleep Number bed?
Yep.
There was a commercial in the middle of the video.
Which is smart.
And then when I skipped that, like I did the first one, it came back and Gladys finished singing.
That's smart.
Same thing when I was watching a Steve Harvey clip.
Yeah.
The same exact thing.
Yep.
Sitting there, Steve Harvey getting the Waka Waka. And I was about to, vitamin water is the, they're in the middle of the videos. This is why, one of the reasons why Fat Guy Radio Show does not have a very strong YouTube presence. Because YouTube, I think, has completely lost what YouTube was supposed to be.
It's still there, but you add ad revenue.
Okay, that means that you've gotten so large that you now have to change the user experience in order to compensate for your over changes, for all the changes that you made to the, you know what the YouTube verse used to be?
Yeah, great.
It used to be Vimeo.
Yeah. True.
How come Vimeo's not having the problems that YouTube is having?
Because I don't think Vimeo's as large as YouTube.
It's growing. And what the thing is that Vimeo is the sneaker sniper to YouTube.
A sneaker what?
Sneaky sniper to YouTube.
Isn't that like an oxymoron?
Not I
an
really said sneaker sniper, but I was hoping that did. He wasn't going he, to.
They shooting notice. Shoes at us.
I was like, what?
Do they got days?
Here comes another Nike. Oh, no.
Wait, what size is it?
Here comes a 7.5.
Oh, no. I don't need that.
Oh, my gosh. They're shooting Adidas. Look at the shell toes. Get some shelter from the shell toes.
What is this, the 70s? Watch out, there goes a Converse!
No!
I have so many All-Stars!
Where did my...
There goes the Shaqs!
Oh, now they got Starberries coming at us!
Where...
Hey, he's big in China, man.
Hey, I had a pair of
Starberries. I did too.
I will buy all the Starberry ammunition there is because it's only $10 a pair. Like, that is the cheapest ammo I can buy.
Oh my God, it comes in, come in Air Force One!
Oh! That one would
hurt. The champion nines.
Are those and ones?
Let me get some of them sodas. Oh, I'm going to swap me and buying all the bootleg Mexican shoes. Give me some Huaraches.
Oh my God, those are Birkenstocks!
Oh no!
Oh no!
Those are hard!
Oh no! I wasn't ready!
Oh. A sneaker sniper.
Oh, thank you. Please, let's go to break right now. I can't do it.
Even
anymore.
A sneaky sniper. I mean, why you gotta sneak around if you're a sniper?
No, I think that.
Like, you're far enough, bro. Set up.
just set up. You ain't gotta sneak,
just
bro.
Just sneak around.
Nah, the sneaker sniper is a sniper in tennis shoes.
I got you.
Even more absorbent of the footsteps. It's like a ninja.
Even more proof that what I'm saying on this show makes no sense. A sneaky sniper. There's such a thing as a sneaky. Use a sniper, fool. Hide out in the bush.
No, you're in the storm drain.
Throwing shoes.
All right. Oh, you're a Ninja Turtle. Got it. Got it now.
We're going to go to break. We'll be right back on the other side of this, ladies and gentlemen, with Instagram follower post of the week, and then we'll end the show early. All right. We'll be right back.
Aww.
Hey, everybody. This is DJ Little D. You know Corey's little annoying-ass brother. Well, I'm not being annoyed by my brother.
Annoyed by my brother. Damn it, man.
Hey, everybody. This is DJ Little D. You know Corey's little annoying-ass brother. I know you got... Hey, everybody. This is DJ Little D. Corey's little annoying-ass brother.
You...
Hey, everybody. This is...
Why does it get harder now?
All right, here we go. Hey, everybody. This is DJ Little D. Corey's little annoying-ass brother. While I'm going to be doing my,
so much coming at the same time.
Hey, every little body.
God damn.
Hey, everybody. While I'm doing my movie review.
I see what other people go through.
Hey, everybody. DJ Little D. Hey, everybody. DJ Little D here. Corey Little Annoying Brother. Hey, everybody. Also, you can check out the show. What do we have here? We got Stitcher, I believe. We got Stitcher. Oh, damn. FatGuyRadioShow.com. Yeah, buddy. I can't do this.
Fat Guy Radio Show, this is Corey. Mama Clump?
Well, hello.
How can I help you?
I'm surprised that you answering your phones for your own show. That's just fabulous. Just absolutely fabulous. But I'm having some problems and I need some help.
What problems, Mama Clump?
I'm trying to set up Mama on Spotify to hear your show. Because y'all are on Spotify now. I went to FatGuyRadioShow.com, clicked the Spotify banner, and it worked. Then Mama got a hold of her phone and she done something and it went away.
She broke my damn phone. I didn't do nothing. I was listening to the show just fine.
Mama, don't be so rude. I'm on the phone.
Don't be putting us all on me. You screwed up. Just look at Sherman. The man needs is more than slim fast. He needs slim mock speed.
Mama!
Family Feud aside, what I think
Family
you should...
Family Feud, do you know Steve Harvey? I sure do love me some Steve Harvey. He ain't no Mike Douglas, but he do. Ask Corey if he knows Steve Harvey.
Mama, I didn't call this man for that.
Maybe if you tried...
Oh, there it is. Oh, I love y'all show on Spotify. It's just so fabulous. Just so fabulous. Here, Mama, now don't mess it up.
Shut the hell up.
Mom, Fat Guy Radio Show is on Spotify, and it's just the right cost. Free. Oh, it's just so fabulous. Oh, God. Corey, I'm going to tell everybody to add you to their favorites, baby. But I got to go. I got some cornbread in the oven and the collard greens that need some fat back.
I ain't telling nobody about this damn show.
Thanks for calling.
Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button? I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
Baby shark. And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze.
I'm going back to find
Sanderson. I tried to throw something into the trash can and I missed. Not once, but twice.
Well, you know. Keep shooting. Like Kobe.
And then my new system is, I don't know.
Well, there we go. I don't know what it's doing. It seems like he went to sleep or something like that.
Hey, Avocado's back. Hi, Avocado.
Hi, D.A. How are you, D.A.?
I'm feeling guacamole.
You're feeling guacamole?
Yeah, I'm feeling a little guacamole.
I just decided to call back into the show so I can do the final sponsor read. Because Corey Blaze, he wanted to leave the show. And I told him, I said, Senor Blaze, you need to get your fat ass back in the show and do the show.
He's not fat from eating you.
Oh, he's not fat from eating because I am. I have potassium.
Yeah, you keep tummies flat and slim.
I do. And you can. And you know what? People really love me.
Uh-huh.
In California, they put me on their toast.
They put guacamole on toast?
Guacamole toast and nuts.
Oh, wow.
It's like they cut me open, they take out my nut.
Uh-huh.
And then they lay me on a crunchy bread of bread.
Oh, so that's guacamole.
Crunchy bread of bread.
I wasn't going to call it out.
Crunchy bed of bread.
A bed of bread.
A bed of bread. I'm sorry.
Don't point out all the mistakes that I make, you sexy son of a bitch, did you?
Well, thank you.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Purple Mattress. You know what? I hear that Purple Mattress, those guys are being mean to Mr. Senior Blaze on me. And I think they say that the people are buying the mattresses too much from them. So I'm going to tell all of you people, fatnatics, you got to get the Purple Mattress when you click to fatguyradioshow.com/purple. You know, the people are probably, the Purple Mattress are not going to be happy to hear that I am using this voice changer for them, but I am because they need to go buy their Purple Mattress. That's fatguyradioshow.com/purple. Thank you, senior. You want to talk to my brother?
No.
Yes, you do. Here comes my brother. Get out of here. Get out of the phone. Get out of the phone. Get out of the phone. Hello.
Which brother is this?
I am Cook.
You're Avocado.
No, I'm Cook.
No, you're Avocado. Y'all the same, right?
I am Cook.
You're Groot.
I am Cook.
You really sound like I am Groot.
I am Groot. I am the little to the oldest brother.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Groot. I'm Mole. And I'm not Alta. I'm Groot.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So what? So what's in you?
Right now?
Yeah, what's in you?
About two Zervasas?
You want to know what's in me right now?
Yeah, what's in you right now?
My nut.
Y'all, man, build that wall, man. Build that wall. Shut the government down and build that wall.
Why you got the Thriller laugh going?
This is an evil-ass guacamole.
I am Guac.
This is an evil-ass avocado, man.
All right. Enough of that.
That was like the Vincent Price.
You missed it again, Corey.
I'm sorry. I keep trying to run out of the studio to go home because the show sucks. And I'm like, damn it. I keep getting drugged back in.
I'm not going to let you talk about my show like that.
Yeah, okay. Well, then do something about it then. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the show. Purple Mattress, before they send me another threatening email. All right. Let's see here. Probably have to cut that out of the show, right? I probably shouldn't say that.
Nah, leave
Purple Mattress before they choke me with the sheets.
Oh, man.
That was pretty good.
Hey, let
Purple Mattress,
hang,
I can only sleep for so long.
Oh, there we go. I turned it on there. Damn it. Now I know what Michael Mara goes through.
All right. Enough of that.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Purple Mattress. Yeah, here's the theme, Purple. Look.
Trying to hold in the laugh.
I'm trying not to say what I really feel because I'm in a funky mood.
Uh-huh.
And a funky, not a funky mood, but a funky energy.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And I don't need to be getting threatening emails before I, you know, it's so Oscar Santana, the Michael Mara show, says this all the time. You can't, it's so hard for us to hold things in
because
I just want to express what I really feel about the email that we got earlier this week. You know what I'm saying? And this is the wrong time and it's the wrong place. Look, I've already learned the things that I say on this show can ruin families.
Yeah, it can.
You know what I'm saying? Personal experience.
I'm learning a lot about me, too. You opened up to me that I really have like a low, what do you call it?
Threshold?
Yeah, no, not threshold.
Tolerance?
No, no, not tolerance.
Mindset?
No, not
IQ?
It's the ADHD thing.
Low. Hold on, wait, I'm going to get it. No, you have low self-esteem?
No, no, I got good self-esteem.
You got low tire pressure?
No, no, no.
Testosterone?
Low testosterone. That's
yeah, what I do. Sometimes I'm tired.
Low testosterone. You got low hanging balls.
Cholesterol?
Only when it's hot.
No, his cholesterol is high.
Oh.
Yeah.
Low hanging balls?
Potassium only when it's hot.
Potassium levels? You might want to get some more avocados.
Yeah, you might want. Oh.
I had a banana on the way in.
You want to give me some IO guac?
There will never be another Guardians of the Galaxy. That's what I'm talking about. How I swirl.
You have
attention span. I did not come up with that. That was from Ashley King off the Facebook.
I'm sorry. What? I wasn't paying
attention. Thank you, Ashley King. Exactly. I should read more like that avocado. But when you said you're in a funky mood.
What are you? Stop.
You said you're in a funky mood. I started thinking about it's getting funky. It's getting funky.
See, when he said funky mood, I was thinking about when the funk hits the fan. Gonna smell like chitlin' grits and ham. Oh, we're gonna get funky. Oh, now. Get funky.
Is that Parliament?
When the funk hits the fan. Pharaoh, give me back my land because it's about to get funky.
Ah, I like that.
Get funky.
Pharaoh, give me back my land. Oh, so I was being entertained. I'm sorry. I will join in. Give me back my land, Pharaoh.
Pharaoh, let my people go.
That's powerful.
Thank you.
That's only if they can pay the property tax.
Pay to play?
Pay to play.
Plug and play. That's what they called me in high school. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to find the bit. What are we doing? What were we supposed to be doing before D-Tay ruined the show?
Before D-Tay did it?
Before D-A ruined the show.
What did I do?
Everything. What haven't you done?
Yeah, I have been doing everything.
Your mom? What?
Oh. Sorry. I don't. She's dead.
Oh.
Aw.
With my mom.
Yeah.
Wait, is it? Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened.
They're both gone. No longer.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm not a what's the word? Necrophiliac. But
who?
Necrophiliac.
Those are people who like to they like to
I know big words, Corey.
Consummate
with
cadavers.
Do you?
I know cadavers.
Do you?
Yeah, well that's what I said.
Do you?
No, he don't.
All right. You know what? That screen up there means the one that's 4 feet away from me now.
Yep.
It's all in exactly my face now. I'm like, what is this?
I know. Let's go. It's their follower post of the week. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this week's Instagram follower post of the week comes from follower Desmond Villagran. Again, at Dirty Des. He's done it. Again, I don't know how Dirty Dez, he should have his own internet radio show, contact B2B Radio Network. Hey. He should really, the man is just stupid funny. I don't understand where he comes up with this stuff. But he decided to post up, if I don't have this picture loaded in here, I'm going to stab somebody. All right, it's loaded. He posted one of those word picks on Facebook. You know, like when you can go to Facebook, instead of just typing up the comments or, you know, what you want to say on Facebook, like, Galentine's Day is stupid.
Yeah, because it is.
Or Purple Mattress is going to fire you even though they ain't done nothing to help you grow. Or, you know, you put Purple Mattress, you know, or you put something else up there that's, you know, like, you know. you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I got you.
A lot of editing to do.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah,
instead
yeah.
of just putting the words out there, you put them in a picture.
Yeah.
Or like I like to say, a picture.
A pictograph.
A pictograph. Is that what it's called?
No, I just made that up.
I know you made it up, but that was pretty good makeup.
Thank you.
Hieroglyphics?
Hieroglyphics. So Dirty Dez,
steal my thunder.
Again, slayed me. He posted one of those word picks up that read, and this is what the word pick said. It said, coffee spelled backwards is F-cock. No. E-fock.
E-fock.
It's E-fock. And it says, coffee spelled backwards is E-fock. Just know that I don't give E-fock until I've had my coffee.
Oh,
right. You see how he did that? That was funny.
That's like mug worthy.
What?
Mug worthy.
You want to
say muggle?
It should be on a mug.
Oh, okay,
man,
I got it.
Slow.
I had no idea what you were saying, bro.
Mug worthy. Worthy to be on a mug.
Oh,
that houses the said coffee.
I didn't know. I'm sorry. I thought you said muggle. I was like, when did we get into Harry Potter talk? Sorry.
We didn't.
Why? It's true.
Continue, Corey.
You killed the thunder.
That's all I got. All right. Instagram follower post of the week. Woo! 2 minutes before the show is over.
You funny.
2 minutes before. Hey, you see that door, that exit right there?
No.
I'm going right out of it. Hey, the masked singer, they unmasked another person.
Ooh.
Ricky Lake was the Raven.
Ricky Lake?
Ricky Lake.
That's where she been this whole time?
That's not who
she
I thought.
She was stuck in the Raven.
Okay, she was the Raven. Because the one I told you I thought was the poodle, right?
Yeah.
That's the one I gave my guess.
Yeah.
Which is Helena Bonham Carter.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the
that's
the
why.
Hell is that?
They haven't unmasked the poodle.
Have you seen Fight Club?
Fight Club?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't familiar with her either.
She's the
girlfriend. Tommy,
yeah.
Oh, okay. I like her.
Yeah, me too.
I still don't understand Fight Club. Hey, speaking of DNA,
hey,
what's not to understand about Fight Club?
There's only one thing to understand about Fight Club.
Uh huh.
You don't talk about it.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you after the show.
No, but speaking about DNA, Maury got to have the second highest catalog of DNA behind 23andMe.
Oh, that is true.
All the DNA Maury collect.
Oh.
He probably can recreate every black person in America.
And a couple of white people, too.
Yeah, a couple.
A couple of the country.
Yeah.
Very country.
The ones whose kids came out looking half black.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Don't you at me. I learned that last week.
Don't at me.
Don't at me.
Don't at me.
I did that wrong too.
You do a lot of things wrong.
Show over. Couldn't hear it, but show's over. All right.
That was
okay.
Wrong too.
Hey, we're having technical problems. Corey's having mental meltdowns. It's indignant out today. But hey, we have a new little voice transformer machine.
Maybe I can use it.
And I still got the box. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all that we have for you today, and I apologize.
So do I.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, I need to go to the script, right? My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Actually, I'm not apologizing. He told me when I was trying to leave earlier, he didn't want to come in. Today's show was brought to you by the Amazon Valentine's Day gift shop. There's still time. Look, boys, gentlemen, ladies, you need to get a Valentine's Day gift. Or if you're getting or you going to your Galentine's event, bring everybody an Amazon gift card and you can get it through FatGuyRadioShow.com. Click on the banner before it goes away tomorrow at 12 at 11:59 so we don't get a threatening email from Amazon.
Cutting all ties.
Isn't it great? No, we love Amazon. Amazon, you can just walk up, pull it out, and all right.
Guac.
Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com. I am Guac. Or send us a gift. We love surprises. The box 41506 Phoenix, Arizona 85080. We are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Make sure to look us up, follow, and share for Daniel Taylor.
That's me.
And Doug the DA Andrew. I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people.
That's me.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show. When they ask you what's it all about, simply reply, sneaker sniper.
Oh my God.
Or they'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week, hopefully. See you at the top. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye
forever.
There you go. I want to remind you once again, subscribe to our bonus show Afterburn by visiting fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn and get your subscription and become a Patreon member today through our partnership with Patreon. That's fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn.